50 minutes past the 7 o'clock hour here this morning. Cam Timberlake on with you, joined by Julie Chadwick. Very good morning to you, Julie. Go ahead and try that mic again.
Intro. Love
there we
him.
Go. That's okay. The one I'm looking for.
Good morning.
Very good morning to everybody listening, tuning in. It's October 7th here on the date book. Joy Behar is 83 years old.
Wow.
TV personality.
Didn't know that.
The View, yeah, she's on a bunch of different things. John Mellencamp, musician, 74 years old.
Great musician.
Yo-Yo Ma, a cellist, is 70 years old.
Very good cellist.
One of the premier people that whenever I saw a poster of him, he has posters like all over elementary schools and middle schools, and I had no idea who he was. I'd see him all the time. I remember it vividly. Like walking through, and I wonder if Sheridan Junior High School still has this poster somewhere. Somebody from Sheridan Junior High School can let us know. But I remember walking into the library and it was like, it was a reading poster. So it was like reading, makes your dreams come true or something like that, you know? And it was Yo-Yo Ma, a picture of Yo-Yo Ma with his cello. And
good thing
I guarantee you, I guarantee you, every single child that walked through that door, at least my age, had no idea who that was.
Yeah.
They were like, who is this? Why is his name Yo-Yo Ma?
And they might not know.
What does Yo-Yo Ma mean? You know, that's what we were thinking. His name was Yo-Yo Ma. But we were like, what is it? Who is this? I'm wondering if that's still up, if that poster's still up, because it had that tinge of like late 90s to it, that look. You know what I mean? Like old commercials like used to have that look to it. You're like, oh, this is a late 90s Olive Garden commercial or whatever. And I'm wondering if that poster's still up there somewhere, because I can remember it vividly.
Be. He was or like a new sitting. One replaced it.
Probably. I don't know. But I just remember thinking, I was like, there's no way any of my other classmates who were born in 1997 have any idea who Yo-Yo Ma is when they're looking at this poster. There's no way. Anyway, he's 70.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Yo-Yo Ma.
He's done a lot of interesting things beyond classical music with the cello.
I totally believe it. I probably have heard his music before and didn't even know it was him playing it.
Yeah, he's done some interesting work.
Yeah, I believe it. Simon Cowell, he is 66 years old today. American Idol,
the
bunch
Voice
of other things.
The
X Factor, I think, was one of them.
I don't know
did.
If he's on The Voice. I don't know.
I think he's on X Factor. Was his thing.
That's it.
And then kind of piggybacking off of that, Taylor Hicks, who was also an American Idol. I believe he won like season 3 or 4.
Yeah,
or something
early
like that.
On, because I think I was in Florida. When he won.
He's 49 years old.
Wow.
Whoa,
he seemed about that age then.
We gotta look at the list of American Idol singers and see how many went on to do like very popular works.
Yeah,
like probably not a huge list.
Carrie Underwood,
Kelly Clarkson,
early ones.
Daughtry, who famously I think got like second or third, went on to be more famous than I think the winners did.
Ruben Studdard.
There's a big list there of I think Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, she wasn't a winner.
She wasn't a winner, but she came out. She came out on top afterwards. Yeah. It happened today, 1968. The Motion Picture Association of America adopted a film rating system.
Ah,
1968.
Wow,
a lot later than I would have thought. Because
explains a lot.
We're making movies 40 longer than that actually. Probably, I mean, basically 60 years before they decided to make a rating system. And they're like, maybe we should put this on here.
Kids were seeing all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah, definitely. 1982, Cats, famously. Opened on Broadway, and it would run for nearly 18 years before closing on September 10th, 2000.
Wow.
A lot of people were introduced to Cats via their truly, truly horrid
movie
trailer. Yeah, that came out, and then the movie subsequently came out. But a lot of people don't realize, well, maybe not a lot of people, but a decent amount of people who saw that trailer for that movie were like, what is this? But it's one of the most famous Broadway plays ever. And had one
just
of the longest
runs.
Yeah, a lot of those Broadway plays like that.
Yeah.
Good for Broadway. I don't know if it's good for the big screen, you know? Just two different mediums, and they're hard to kind of translate.
You couldn't get past the makeup.
No, it was rough. That whole... I remember
even
watching
that trailer
and being like, what is going on here?
And I was like, uh-oh.
Who approved this? Why is this coming out?
This is going to hurt some people.
Yeah, that was a weird trailer display. Yeah. Special events for today. It's bathtub day.
Okay.
Sure. Why not? Chocolate covered pretzel day.
Well, I like them. I do. Salty sweet.
I like chocolate covered pretzels as well. Flower day. Sure.
As in
Like just you're like picking
make
flowers.
Bread? Oh, okay.
No, no. What? Oh, F L O U R. No, no. F L O W E R.
Okay.
What's your favorite flower?
I like zinnias, Gerber daisies, and sunflowers.
I know sunflowers. Don't know any of those other ones. Oh. Gerber daisies. What are those? The
zinnias,
white ones.
Zinnias. No, they're all multicolored. Usually like a red or an orange.
And what was
really
the other
pretty
one?
Orange.
Zinnias.
Zinnias. You've seen zinnias.
But what do they
probably
look like?
They're everywhere.
Okay.
They look like a flower.
That makes sense. That adds up. Forgiveness and Happiness Day.
Yeah.
Sure. Frappe Day. Love me a frappe. I have a frappe once a week because
really?
I love frappes. Yeah. I'm a big frappe guy. Inner Beauty Day. Sure. Absolutely. Everybody should celebrate Inner Beauty Day.
Yep.
Everybody should have a little bit, a little
work
tinge of
that.
Inner beauty. Yeah. How are you supposed to love anybody else if you don't love yourself?
Yep. Exactly.
You know? Propane Day.
Yeah.
It is. I believe.
It's coming.
I think I read that propane, today was the day that propane was invented, like bottled propane, not propane is a, is
discovered.
Propane, yeah. Is propane the gas or
people
is it?
People use it for heating and yeah.
Propane's the gas. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess it's bottle, today was the day that they decided to bottle propane, I believe.
Unless it was created by two other gases or something, which I don't know.
I don't know either. Propane. But it is propane day, so shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out our propane freaks out there, huh?
It's necessary around here.
It is indeed.
Rural areas.
LED light day.
Yeah.
Changed our
lives.
Changed
a lot of our production rooms.
Yeah, thankfully. LED light, it's, you know, it's luckily taken over fluorescent light because that stuff will... I'm not kidding you. I went into a Barnes & Noble over the last week and, you know, every major storefront on planet Earth has fluorescent light bulbs. And... I can just pick out the ones that are flickering and I can like feel the headache developing in my head. Like when I see it, because I was standing like in a section and I could see the light flickering in the top and I was like, I'm getting a headache right now because of this light. So thank you to LED lights.
Yes.
They're the best. Way better than fluorescent light bulbs. You Matter to Me Day.
Yep.
Sure. It's also Taco Day. Taco Tuesday. But it's also Taco Day. So,
tacos are great.
Are you a hard shell or soft shell person?
I think I'm a hard shell. I like the crunch.
I'm a soft shell. I prefer soft shell tacos.
Hmm.
The crunch is nice, but the dangerous game with the hard shell is if you bite in the wrong spot, the whole thing's coming out. It's all breaking.
Yeah, but you always have a fork handy.
Yeah, that's true. But soft shell, you can kind of control that a little bit better.
Yeah.
So that's why I like the soft shell.
I don't
shell
need
a little
to control
more.
My taco.
That's why I'm not like a huge barbecue person because it gets everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's. Like, you got to make an event for barbecue. If you're, like, people that just casually on, like, a Wednesday lunch break are like, I'm going to go have a big barbecue. I'm like, what are you doing? Your hands are all messy. You got it's sticky everywhere. It's got to get on your shirt. There's no
Corn
way it's
on
not.
The cob,
yeah.
Barbecue.
Like, that's crazy. The Mega Millions Tuesday jackpot is today. Tonight's drawing. It's worth $547 million. No
okay.
winner over the weekend.
All right.
So go buy some lottery tickets or whatnot. Also, we'll get to trivia really quickly, Julie. 7 million Americans do this each year. This is hard.
7 million Americans
do
this
each
year. I don't know.
They move to a different state.
Oh.
Seven. That's actually less than I would have thought. 7 million Americans. We have, what, 300 million Americans? More than that now. So only 7 million.
Hmm.
That's less than I thought. The average baseball game includes a little over 14 minutes of what? This is funny.
14 minutes of, I don't know.
Actual playing time.
What?
The average baseball game includes a little over 14 minutes of actual playing time. I think that's changed now.
I mean, not pro.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Wow.
I don't know if they're...
I don't know, that's hard to say.
Well,
you
okay,
mean
so,
action in the game?
Yeah,
someone running,
I'm wondering
pitching.
If they're thinking, if they're including, like... balls and strikes. So if somebody swings and misses, does that count as action time? If somebody watches ball one, does that count as action time? I think it's more than that, but it depends on who you're talking to, I guess.
And what the definition of it is.
Right. All right. Quickly, a little over 35,000 American men are injured each year doing what?
Shaving.
35,000 American men? That's it? For shaving?
Okay.
Go on.
I don't know.
Cooking.
Oh.
Cooking.
That's